Hey, welcome everyone. So we watched stuff 155. I'm Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's going on with you this fine evening?
I've been enjoying my little 5-day vacation because I hadn't worked since Friday. Now I'm working until tomorrow overnight. So that's been good to like relax and do nothing beyond going to rehab for my elbow and shoulder and then basically telling me, well, you're too strong for us to figure out what's going on, so we don't really know what to tell you. Come back if the pain comes back.
So did you just start flexing and be like, you're goddamn right?
No, because it's kind of like you do movement tests. You know, I'll hold your arm this way, see if you can lift up, and I almost smacked the rehab person in the face.
Cool. I fail to see the negative in this situation so far. So, this is where you bust through the wall, and then the FBI and the police are on the other side, and the bullets just start bouncing off of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And not only that, got off the phone with the student loan people. I just want to say that's what my tweet's about. It is nothing more frustrating than when somebody's acting nonchalant and dismissive when it involves your money, especially when you're talking about over $250,000.
And that's still, I can't wrap my head around that. So, yeah, well, yeah, especially because, well, one, they know you're powerless, so they don't have to care.
Oh,
it's just like anything.
Yeah, I can do the whole let me speak to your manager type thing. But basically, it's kind of like, I was checking to see, well, how many payments do I have so far? How many count? They're like, oh, you don't have any. And you should have saw the look I made in my face because I just did my recertification for it to go up again. And I'm like, what do you mean I don't have any? They're like, oh, well, you know, you sent your paperwork and it was approved. And it was based on this time frame. None of your payments from that time frame counts. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But what about since then? Oh, well, you need to fill out the form. I'm like, I've had the same job. I've been with you guys for over 2 years making the same payments each month. What do you mean? Like, why do I have to do this paperwork again? And it's like silence goes to phone. You're like, well, do you want the form or not? And I'm like, do you want me to break my foot in your ass or not?
Okay, wait, so back up a second. What do you mean they don't count?
No, basically, they, like, you fill out the paperwork to make sure your job count. Like, basically, the loan forgiveness programs, like, if you have a federal job or, like, any job that qualifies for paying, like, you know, under the program, if you make your payments for 10 years, they pay off the rest.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just caught up.
Uh-huh. So, which is why a lot of people work in public service and why people were about to assassinate Betsy DeVos when she was talking about trying to get rid of it. Because it's like, you think people don't want to pay their loans now. Imagine you picking a job specifically for that, and then some old-ass white woman that lost her boat is like, nah, it's all right. So anyway, for whatever reason, I filled out the paperwork. It was approved after like doing it like 2 or 3 times. But according to the time frame, when I did the approve, like when I did it, those payments before, like the payments in the time frame didn't count, and all the payments afterwards didn't count because they had the wrong time frame. So I have to redo it all over again, but nobody bothered to tell me. And I'm sitting here like, what have y'all been doing with my money? Like, you think I'm just doing this to do this? Like, for just, you know, disclaimer for how much I pay almost $1,400 a month in student loans every single month, and I'm not doing that out the kindness of my heart, and I'm not doing that because I'm a patriot. I'm doing that for specifically selfish reasons, to get this out the way so when I'm done I can go on and really enjoy life and buy an expensive ass car like rich people are supposed to do. So to hear somebody say, oh, you know, those payments you've been making for like the past 2+ years and none of those count toward it, then I'm like, my money is just like, I could just set that money on fire. Like, and not only the fact, like, all I have to do is do the paperwork again and they fix it, but the fact that the guy was acting like, oh, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You did this happened, and I mean, it's on you. You want me to send you the form or not? I'm like, yo, I don't know how many people in my life are worth $1,000, much less $256,000. I certainly know the guy that I'm talking on the phone is not worth $256,000. So for him to just talk all like relaxed, like it's no big deal, like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot your pickle and your chicken sandwich. You want the chicken sandwich or you want a refund? I'm like, if you were in front of my face in a building and you were talking that way, I would strangle you.
Well, then it'd be really difficult for your payments to get made towards it.
Oh, so be it. If we got to that point, that'd be the last thing. That'd be so the last thing on my damn brain. Like, don't. I know it's a job and it can be a monotonous job, but try to, you know, I don't need you to be holding my hand, but please don't be dismissive when that much money is involved. Like, we're not talking about, you know, I'm at the DMV or something silly like that. We're talking a lot of money, at least relatively to some, to me. Like, $255,000 is $255,000.
That's a little bit less than my mortgage payment every month. And I mean, and don't take this the wrong way, but I think you know what I'm saying. I got something to show for it.
Yeah.
Like, I know you got a job out of this, but I got something physical to show you.
Yeah.
You know, property.
And you've seen pictures of my house, and yeah, this is more than my mortgage payment.
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm paying more in student loans than on a mortgage payment in my 5-bedroom house. Yes, I am not kidding you.
See, kids, this is where our conversation from last week does not apply, unfortunately. Because I'm just not going to pay these student loans. And then they just kind of take it from me anyways. So you're stuck.
The only reason I'm doing this because I'm playing the long game. And it's a reason why most people do not pay their student loans. Because it's like, what the hell are you going to, like, no, I ain't got it. You can't get it from, like, oh, well, you know, we're going to lean on your money. It'd be like Rocky V. Sue me for what? I ain't got nothing. That whole touch me out suit, and Rocky punched him anyway. He's like, I'm broke. What you gonna get from me?
And you know the bad thing is, like, I went to Kent State, and I was luckily in state, so Kevin was gonna have a different total than his. That $1,400 that you owe a month was basically what we were paying for a semester, if not less. And that's why, like, whenever people talk about student loan debt and the cost of school and this, and you start ringing off even your total. I know you went to a more prestigious school. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden, but you know what I'm getting at.
Uh-huh.
But still, there, it's insane to me what I hear people's bills are. Like, that's one semester now is almost the entire time I went to school. It's seemingly, or just a little bit less. And that's just crazy to me that it's gotten to this point for, and I think we've actually done this before, but for what? Going to school is easier now.
Yeah, and not only that, it's getting worse. Like, when I went to school, it cost a certain amount. And it's, you know, I've been out of school about, 8 years? It's double now. Like, the cost has doubled in 8 years, and the cost from the time I started to the time I finished had went up like 50%. Like, it's just insane. Like, it's getting higher and higher, and you're making less and less relatively to it. I'm like, yeah, and I saw this stuff, like, you know, I thought about that because as bad as my stuff is, at least I can, like, pay it and, like, live comfortably. I saw this one lady. She's like, yeah, I went to law school, and, you know, I came out on $250,000, and after years of making payments on time, now I owe $315,000. Oh. Like, interest is, like, I was for a long time, I think I was paying for, like, 5 years, and my number didn't move, or it just kept going up. Like, imagine you making payments every month and you keep owing more and more money.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much what a mortgage is.
Yeah, we just have
to, you know. I
would just say for a long time, it's a lot of people that run into that situation. They're like, you know what? Mexico is not that bad. Like, maybe, you know, maybe, like, or they go see the town, like, you know what? How hard is it really to rob a bank? I'm not one of these dummies. I'm smart. I can do that 2 times, go to the casino and launder it, and they never know. Like, and you start
Hell or High Water movie.
Yeah. Basically, like, you start thinking thoughts you should not think when you had that much debt, and you're just thinking about, like, why? And the whole point is, why? Like, why does school in America, you know, we're going to talk about fun stuff after this, but why does school in America cost so damn much relative to I'm not even counting like other countries. Just why? Even like, you know, part of the reason why my school costs so much is, one, for pharmacy school, I went to private school, and then I went to pharmacy school, so it costs what it costs. And then I went to in-state for undergrad, but it took me about, 3 years to get in-state tuition. And they would not give it to me. I'm like, what do I have to do? Do I have to get arrested in the state to get in-state tuition? Like, I keep telling them, like, no, you got to approve. You got to do tax. I'm like, I don't have a job. Like, a tax return on what? Yeah, like, and basically my tuition was 4 times what it should have been compared, like, if I had in-state tuition. Like, yeah, that you did it for a few years, and that adds up.
At least you only did 4 years.
Yeah.
And no. It was funny because when I was in school, it got to the point where they were saying, yeah, it'll take you now almost 5 years to graduate. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, but you know what? That's fine. I don't have to go in the working world. Mm-hmm. But it occurred to me back then, yeah, they just wanted you to stay in school longer.
Oh, it's a week. I graduated in 4.5 years. Because I graduated in a winter, like, you know, because I wasn't trying to rush to get through school because school was school. And I graduated in, like, December. No, it's just, you know, now it's kind of like, 4 years is, if you're lucky. A lot of times it's 5, 5.5. And then it's like, you know, go get a second degree because, you know, everybody's got a bachelor's. You got to get a master's to compete. And I'm just laughing like it's people with 2 degrees and you owe $100,000, $200,000 and then you get a job making $28,000 a year. Like, what are you supposed to do? You do that and then after your year deferment, your first loan payment is like, oh yeah, by the way, you owe $1,300 a month.
Yeah, and you're making, not even working in the job that you went to school for, which got to be infuriating.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm either going to, you know, be a criminal or I'm not paying. Because it's like, you got $1,300 a month, and it's like, oh, well, what's the big deal? I'm like, some people barely got enough to pay rent, a car payment, and groceries. Like, it ain't people like, you know, well, if you didn't have a cell phone, you got to afford that. Like, yeah, that Apple phone don't cost that much. Like that, like people act like iPhones cost $10,000. Like, no, iPhones and avocados are not the reason why people can't pay student loans.
I don't know. Avocado prices keep going up. That may be one of the causes eventually. But, all right. So, gang, this is what two older guys are going to give you every week, I guess. Little life lessons. Don't go to school. Learn a trade.
Learn a trade.
People are building stuff all over the place. So, you know, get your... I would have loved to become an electrician. Especially, like, just new builds, because I don't have to crawl under anything. You know, just wait till before the walls get put up. That'd be great. But now I'm just too scared ever since I got zapped, changing out outlets. Doing the most basic thing. It was my old house. I'm in the changing out the outlets because they were all old and discolored and all that stuff.
Oh, you didn't tell me this story.
Oh, yeah. And turn the breaker off like you're supposed to. And I turned the one off that said dryer. Well, you forget the dryer has the different plug. Well, I unplugged the washer as well. Screwdriver to the outlet. Bam. And not a spark or anything. Electricity just rifling up my arm. Let go, and I was sore for 3-4 days.
I bet you were, Barry Allen.
It was awful. And it didn't occur to me. I figured, all right, all this stuff went out. Well, the light was tied into the dryer circuit for some reason. So I figured, oh, it's all dead back here. So, yeah, that was never my big thing. So, anyways, all right, enough of that stuff. Well, you hit me with this before, so I'm going to go with the I don't know. What's the big thing? It's Marvel news, either one. So
yes, the big thing is that Marvel is going to decide to jump into the streaming service with both hands and both feet and both of their big billion-dollar balls, apparently. Because, you know, we were talking about how DC did their streaming thing and their Titan show wasn't even ready yet, but it's like they still wanted not to. Yeah, they want to hold people over with, like, you know, their cartoons, their comics and stuff, which is fine because I signed up for DC and I watched, like, a little Teen Titans for, like, maybe 5-10 minutes. I'm like, this is pretty good. I forgot how good Ron Perlman was in this. Mm-hmm. Marvel's like, oh, that's cute. So when we do ours, we're going to have a limited series, 6 to 8 episode, you know, shows, which is fine. And it's like, we're going to take Marvel characters who haven't been in their own movies, that's basically like too small for movies, but big enough for this. And the first two that they rumored to announce was one with Loki and one with the Scarlet Witch, and both of them with budgets around $100+ million.
That's so crazy. And one, this is a great idea. And two, I mean, especially it's an even better idea that you're giving them money. Because it could have been, I mean, I'm not calling Netflix cheap, but, I mean, these are, two mystical, well, Loki's mystical, I guess. And Scarlet Witch is a mutant, I guess. I don't know. They haven't really said what she is in this one. So, I don't know. It's cool. I think she's going to be kind of a hard character to get down. Him, you know, he can do whatever you want with him. So, yeah, I was pretty excited when you sent that over to me.
Yeah. And it's under the auspices of Kevin Feige to make sure everything's on the same page. So it's not one of this whole, we can't figure out how to work it together. It's like, no, this is specifically designed to work together with the movies. And this is kind of like, we don't want to make the same mistakes we made with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And part of that was because the TV people and movie people weren't the same people. The TV people were under one group. The movie people were under another group. So they weren't really behooving to each other. And as far as Marvel goes, movies trump TV. Which makes sense. The money comes from movies. And this one is like, you can have your cake and eat it too. Like, we don't have to do anything to mess with the movies. We're taking stuff that you saw on the movies, and we're just giving you the TV version of it with a movie budget. Like, they aren't messing around with the whole money. Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, I know they talked about the Star Wars show, and they said that was going to be expensive. They realize if they're going to do this, they got to spend money, because Amazon and Netflix are not being cheap. Like, the prices, like that Lord of the Rings show that they've talked about, anywhere between $250 and $400 million that they're going to spend on that. It's like, yeah, if you're going to compete with people that's already out, you can't be cheap.
No.
And Disney's kind of like, you know, and they don't need to. It's like, you know what? We can think the long term. Like, we can lose a little bit of money and spend more than we need to up front if it pays off later down the road. So they're looking at it the smart way, like investing in yourself and spending money. Definitely plays off if you're smart about it.
Yeah, and also I hope this bodes well for the Netflix shows, because isn't Daredevil the last one being released on Netflix? If I read that,
I don't know if they. I mean, it's kind of murky because they haven't talked about if they're going to move those or they're going to keep them on Netflix. I know they've been moving a lot of stuff off Netflix and actually losing money doing that because they want to keep stuff for themselves. But same long term thing. I mean, it's kind of like, if you're going to keep them, you got to spend a lot. It's just tough. Like, it's already this established thing on its own, and it's kind of really separate. It's always been kept separate from the movies. And I don't know if they want to incorporate R-rated stuff into their PG-13 stuff. Not that they won't do R-rated stuff. It's just, like, all the Marvel movies have been PG-13. Like, the Netflix stuff have been... I mean, you can say hard PG-13, R. They've basically been R stuff. And it's kind of like, you can if you want, but if I was them, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably keep that section separate, and whatever new stuff I'm doing, it's just going to be my new stuff that I keep.
Yeah, you can mix, well, I guess it would depend on the characters. You could mix some of them, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I prefer. Well, I would prefer they mix them together as long as it's done in a correct way. Which, well, Marvel hasn't given me any reason to think that it wouldn't be done correctly. And this also, I guess, would depend on if by contract they could.
Yeah, because it's like those are still Marvel TV stuff, and it's like unless they let Marvel Cinema run it as they should. Because just imagine Luke Cage just showing up with like, you know, Thor or something. It's just going to look weird. Like, it's kind of like, you can do it, but it just seemed like the tone of this should be so off. And then there is something to be said about, I don't know, it's kind of weird to say, there's something to be said about, like, star power and about, like, you know, and it's funny where the Marvel shows, I don't have an issue with the star power with, like, the supporting actors, because a lot of them are, like, big names anyway, and a lot of them have done movies, but, like, the main ones... none of them have really done, they've all done like TV stuff. Like, yeah. None of them have really done movie things. So even like Clark Gregg's Coulson did movies, like he did more stuff like TV movie wise by the time he was doing, by the time he showed up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So he felt more like a big deal than if like Daredevil should. Like, it's funny, Daredevil would fit with Spider-Man comic wise, so with Kingpin, mm-hmm. but tonally it just seems like it's just off, where, you know, Spider-Man, he's used to messing around with girl problems, and now he's dealing with, like, you know, a crime boss, like a real crime boss, not I'm doing this to feed my family.
Yeah,
because you, I doubt the Kingpin be messing around with this whole I ain't gonna kill you Spider-Man because, you know, you treated my daughter nice once or twice.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, you could do one, I don't know, Spider-Man wouldn't be that bad on TV though. I mean, not. I was about to say, remember the old 70s show, but let's not remember the old 70s show, and just go with like current Spider-Man. I think it'd be nice for like a little run, like all of a sudden pull this real serious part, and you're like, whoa, wait a second, like tonally, how fun that would be. Just totally put Spider-Man on its head, and then at the same time, I'm like, nah, it's all right.
Too much money involved. Probably the same probably the same reason why Venom went to PG-13.
I was going to bring that up later.
On the off chance, it's like, well, you know, if this works, you know, fingers crossed, he could show up in a Spider-Man universe. I'm like, it's worse best to make. I mean, I don't blame him for having that mindset. Like, if you're going to be greedy, you might as well be all the way greedy. Yeah. That's neither here nor there. I like the idea because basically it's kind of like, it's that whole, we got characters we want to use, but they aren't big enough for a movie, but they're too big for a regular TV show. So what to do with them? This is kind of perfect. We're like, Hawkeye is a perfect example. Nobody want to see a Hawkeye movie, but you could definitely do like a 6-episode show about Hawkeye, yeah, and have some people show up.
That's so funny, because that was going to be my first one. And to be honest about it, try to retcon or figure out a way around this whole family thing. Because the whole character, like, he was basically... He and Oliver Queen are essentially the same guy in two different companies. Womanizers that shoot arrows. You know, and they're kind of dicks. And it's just weird how... I don't know what the mandate was or why they did it in the movies to give him a family and kids and stuff. Like, huh? That was such a stark, like, surprise. Of the Marvel stuff I know, that was not something I would ever expect. So that would be kind of fun to do. It's like, have it be like S.H.I.E.L.D. screwed with his head or something. I don't know, just something goofy like that to make him more of a elite soldier. I don't know, just something off the top of my head. And but at the same time, yeah, I mean, he was already in Mission Impossible movies and whatever the Bourne Legacy, was that what that one was?
Yeah.
Oof, that was rough sledding too. But,
and Mission, like, he did that.
Yeah,
he did
Impossible.
The Mission Impossible, and like killed a mess. Like, he's done movies. Mm-hmm. He was just in that Tag movie, matter of fact, that came out this summer.
Oh yeah, well, he started in movies. So
yeah,
but it was so, just weird. They tried to make him like the new Matt Damon, like put him in Mission Impossible, which he wasn't even in this time.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, maybe we'll have you replace Tom Cruise just in case Tom Cruise is getting too old, and Tom Cruise is like, I'm Tom Cruise. I don't age. Like, get out. Like, get out my face. So
I'm gonna age. Hey, hang on a sec. I'm gonna jump off this helicopter. Be right back. Yeah.
You don't know how we do things around here in the Institute. Like, age. Ha ha ha. Let me show you about that. So it's like, yeah. You can definitely do that with certain characters. Like, you know, that one offshoot things from like Black Panther and stuff like you. If you got the money, you can do that. And another one. That would be a perfect thing, like some like Blade, Fantastic Four is the one that pops up. Like, if you don't want to do the movies, because it's kind of like, that's really tough sledding. Like, they've done that twice, and people have not seen them warmed up to either one of those movies. And if you want to do Fantastic Four, you could always do a show.
Yeah. Well, if they're, yeah, because if they're giving them $100 million per season, sure. Why not? I mean, why not? I don't know. Maybe their special effects would be a tad more, because you can't go episodes without them turning. You know, the only guy that has to be constant would be the Thing, but you can't go 6 episodes and all of a sudden, all right, flame on. It's like, well, wait a second. Where has this been for 5 episodes? You know, I don't think that's what people want to see with the Fantastic Four. So I think that budget might be a little bit more than they would want, I guess.
I mean, you don't need to spend that much to make that. I mean, the way technology is now, I don't see, like, if you know what you're doing, it shouldn't cost that much to make it look credible. Look at District 9. I always laugh at that. Like, that movie looks real good for, like, a movie that doesn't spend a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, if you're smart with the money, you can make money travel, because everything doesn't have to be Infinity War where you got a zillion effects going on at once. So that's when the cost goes up. You got a lot at one time, because, like, you know, basically it's the effects of the Fantastic Four people, like the Fantastic Four powers and whatever villain they're fighting. It's not like it's going to be a full 2 hours worth of fighting. It's going to be character drama, talking with the occasional fight scene. So they could do that if they want. It's basically for, like, that level. Because Marvel's going to be in a funny place. I know people, they don't talk about, like, you know, sooner or later, this whole what are we going to do with the X-Men thing is going to come up. Because that's, people going to start asking questions. Like, they, and it's funny where, according to, like, some people, they hadn't finished filming the end of Infinity War Part 2 yet. Hmm. Like, they finished most of, like, they're going to do reshoots to basically do the ending. So...
Don't they, isn't that how this always goes, though? They always call people back to finish it. So, I don't know. I never get that excited about something like that, just because that's just how it works.
No, it's not like I'm expecting them to do that and then Wolverine shows up. Although a lot of people may be thinking that. But it's just kind of like, sooner or later, Wolverine, you know, once it's on there, it's like, okay, you got all this stuff. Depending on how Avengers shows up, Marvel may look a lot different anyway. So... I'm just real curious. I'm curious to see how it looks. It's just funny seeing how Marvel, because we talked about last time, like, Marvel seems to have quality control and lack about how they do things. Mm-hmm. And you see them with this one, it's like, yeah, we got, because we're not going to do anything chintzy. Like, you wouldn't expect, yeah, we're going to do, you know, a six episode season with Loki, Tom Hiddleston. Like, who does movies? And we're going to keep, you know, we're going to pay him so he could do this thing. Like, they're not recasting either. They're not going to find some random person to play Scarlet Witch. They're going to have Elizabeth Olsen do it, give her money, get the show their money, and do what you need to do.
Yeah, and what helps is after Infinity War 2 makes its budget in the first weekend, and then it's all profit after that, and including advertising and everything else, convincing these stars, which is what they are, to do their streaming service shows, that's all it comes down to, is a matter of money.
Yeah.
And just go, here, all right, fine, you're not really worth this. I mean, it's obviously the conversation, but here's $50 million for 20 episodes. Just go, that's fine. Yeah, 51 now. We just made an extra $2 billion on this one. Like, it's just...
Yeah. I think that they find a sweet spot. Like, we're going to do this, the people where we wouldn't have to break the bank, because it's not like they're going to do, like, an Iron Man show, something like that. Because, like, the stars that's big enough to do movies will continue to do movies. So, like, you're not going to see Scarlett Johansson doing a Black Widow series when she's going to do a movie. And I'm sure Scarlett Johansson is probably, like, looking forward to how much money she's going to wring out of Marvel when it's her turn to do a movie, which leads into the next thing that we can talk about. Speaking of movies...
Wait, before we go on to that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted to ask you, because I've got a few fringe ones, but Marvel controls everything now except the Spider-Man universe, basically.
Spider-Man and Solo... I think Spider-Man, Solo, Incredible Hulk... Yeah. And I'm not sure about Namor. It's something funny about that for some reason. But
I thought that would have been a Fox one, so they would have got it back.
It's something weird where it's kind of like it was on its own thing. I think they may have that one. Basically, it's kind of like, I don't know. But Spider-Man's like Spider-Man and like Hulk Solo, the big ones. And Spider-Man's kind of like, you know, we can use it. Sony just gets money.
Okay. So that being said, what... Like, Marvel's done a pretty good job. Like, Cloak and Dagger's on ABC Family. They got Runaways is on Hulu. They got all these people, like, spread out. One, I wonder if they're going to start reeling those back. Now, I know ABC Family is, you know, Disney, so you can do whatever you want there. Hulu, I don't know. I haven't watched Runaways.
I think buying Fox, part of that was, like, because Fox had a piece of Hulu. So, yeah, it's kind of like they... That deal had big ramifications.
Okay, and then we got The Gifted on Fox, which was surprisingly way better than I ever expected that to be. So I wonder about the future of that, first off, if with all this going on. It wasn't like a ratings bonanza for that show. But
I mean, it got good ratings, and it's like, man, it got new. I think it comes out a couple, like, I think next week or 2 weeks from now, matter of fact.
They just started advertising it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet.
I think it's like, and I think they moved it to Tuesday. So, okay. Yeah, I think they want to start reeling stuff in that they can, and then focus on new stuff. Because it's like, even with this whole, I got the feeling this X-Men Dark Phoenix movie will be the last Fox movie they make. I seriously, like, New Mutants, maybe, because they seem to be like, we're going to change to how we wanted to do it the first time, and it's like, people may not even care.
Yeah, it's almost too late.
It might be like, because it might get to the point where fans start getting resentful, like, you're messing up, like, you're holding up my dream of Avengers versus X-Men because of this silly movie that nobody really cares about, even though it's kind of unfair because it's like, when they started the movie, they didn't know this was going to happen. Like, imagine you shooting this stuff, and you're like, okay, we're just going to make an X-Men movie, or we're going to make a cool horror New Mutants movie, and then, like, halfway down the line, it's like, oh, well, you guys got new owners. It's like you wrestled on, like, you show on Monday Nitro and Vince McMahon showed up. Oh, you guys don't got a job anymore. Like, I thought I was wrestling DDP. I didn't know, like, I just showed up to work. I didn't know I'm going to have a new boss and I might not have a job. Like, I just showed up where they told me to show up. That's got to be a sickening feeling.
Yeah, well, that's like that. I mean, really, it's like that any job, I guess. I mean, they're closing the... I don't know how big Family Dollar is, but they were local here, and Dollar Tree bought them, and now they're closing the plants, like, right next door to where I work. So they're closing, like, that main headquarters warehouse. You know, new owner comes in, it's like, nah, we don't need you, we're going to move to Virginia. It's like, all right. But what I was getting at was Marvel has so many characters. We've already had a Ghost Rider movie. We've seen how well you can do Ghost Rider with S.H.I.E.L.D. You've got Moon Knight, who everyone's been craving for Netflix. There's now, but everything we bring up is more adult oriented. They've been sitting on Power Pack forever, and it may be a hard sell because it's children, but that almost seems like the perfect, like, the get. You know, like WWE says, not then, now, forever. Like, it was what, Cradle of the Grave, you know, and. In a cutthroat business like entertainment, what about having a show about a bunch of kids? Not a shitty Nickelodeon show, mind you, but get, like, the little kids to force the parents to get this thing. And then go on and be like, hey, here's these little kids with superpowers. And then you automatically got them hooked and you keep going.
They're in no rush. Like, the thing about, and that's the beauty of, like, comics. It's like, they've been writing for a long time. You have almost infinite, at this point, it's like you have almost infinite choices to do what you want to do. Because keep in mind, like we talked about, they did move, like, Ant-Man has had two movies. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy has had two movies. Like, these are not, like, big time name things. So, and it's now, like, they're at the point where they have everybody. The big, like, the small people have become, like, the Avengers are a big deal solely because of the movies made them a big deal. And now you got Spider-Man and X-Men. Like, you got the real big deal people, and you don't have to do that whole, well, we can't use X-Men because we don't own them nonsense. It's like, I bet you the comics will definitely look different now. Like, the whole thing is like, oh, we got the X-Men for better, for worse. Like, a lot of people, they've been making those X-Men movies for close to 20 years, and people have watched them, so it's like, it work, and people have always salivated, like, imagine X-Men with, like, you know, Kevin Feige money or Marvel money. Imagine X-Men that can mess around with Spider-Man. Like, you could do a Spider-Man movie and an X-Men could show up. Or, you know, you can, you know, do an Avengers versus X-Men if you want to build. Like, you got the whole toolbox now. So something small like Power Pack, or if they ever want to do a Blade show, or, like, anything. Oh, yeah. Like, anything. It's like, ooh, there's no rush. The only rush is, like, age of actors. We can always find more actors. And it's not a big deal. It is not a stigma for actors to do comic movies or comic shows. Like, if Glenn Close can do it and Tommy Lee Jones can do it, then, yeah, anybody can do it. Robert, like I always say, Robert Redford did one of these things, and he's Robert damn Redford.
Very true. All right, so where were you going before I interrupted you?
I was going to the trailer for Captain Marvel.
Okay.
That came out, and this is to show how smart Marvel plan. You know why it came out the day it came out?
Yeah, was it like National Women's Day or something?
No. The movie comes out on National Women's Day. Okay. The trailer came out on the anniversary of the Air Force.
Oh, okay. Cool. I didn't know that.
Like, even little stuff like that, it's kind of like Marvel try to plant. Like, when it wasn't an accident that Black Panther dropped in February during Black History Month. It's like they think these things through. It's like, even something small like that, you know, how can we maximize things on the margins and on the macro level? And they do something like that. So it's funny where the trailer had dropped, and like normally, like, as soon as it drops, I see it. Like, it had been out for like 20, 30 minutes. I just happened to watch it, and I was like, wow, I'm surprised none of my friends talked about it yet. So
I purposely didn't hit you up because I knew we'd talk about it on the show, and I'm like, every time I hit you up with a trailer, I think I've gotten you once. So I just go, whatever, he's seen it. So
yeah, so I saw it, and of course, we're both of an age where we remember Blockbuster.
Yes.
And so that's, and it's just one that's just funny, like, you know, period pieces are a thing. Of course, the main thing you see people talk about beside how awesome it just looked is her punching the crap out of an old lady on a train. And if you don't know anything about the Skrulls or the comics, you're wondering, like, what am I watching?
Yeah. So, we're going to disagree on this one. I didn't... It's just a trailer to show you stuff, all right? It doesn't give you a plot. It doesn't give you any of that stuff. You know, I guess it gave you a little bit with Nick Fury talking to her. Not being familiar with this character at all, I just looked at it going, okay, cool. It didn't wow me. It didn't blow me away. I was like, all right, here we go. And it was funny because it, you know, it made its way around the office, and most of the people there had the same reaction too.
Because they all know the character.
And maybe that's it, but...
Yeah, you know, I would say...
That's kind of a problem, though.
No, I would say probably your reaction probably different if you were a woman. Because...
Well, we've already got Wonder Woman, so...
No, but that's...
I wouldn't think so.
That's the whole thing. We haven't had a Marvel version of that. Because it wasn't a mistake how they pushed this whole, you know, the trailer go from her to hero. And it's basically pushing like this, you know, it keeps jumping from time. Like, her as a little kid, her in the Air Force, her in the space... being this badass and all this stuff. And it's funny where, like, you playing a movie and it's like, you don't know what, it seems like they just jump it from time frame to time frame. And I think that's kind of throwing people off. It's like, did she go like, I'm a little girl, I was in the Air Force, I was a Kree super soldier, and then I'm back on Earth doing stuff? It's kind of like the vibe you kind of got. And I think it's just throwing people off because you don't know the character. And they don't throw a whole bunch of info. It's like, it's basically about her. Like, who is she? Where did she come from? Who's this? Why is she so powerful? I will say that the Asian technology has gotten to the point where it's like, yeah, that's still a scary thing. Like, if I didn't know, like we talked about, if I didn't know what Samuel Jackson looked like now, I had no idea they did anything to that trailer. Or Coulson. I'm like, okay, they look like regular normal people, move like normal people. That seems like that's unfair.
It almost doesn't seem legal, but I mean, they have to stand in for it. So at least it's them doing the stuff, yeah, but it's still weird.
It's still them. It's like, I mean, I guess it's better than have the goo Botox, but it's like part of like acting is like, you know, you reach a certain point, you age and you become that actor. Like, you know, Marlon Brando when he was younger was a lot different actor than like Marlon Brando and like The Godfather, even like Fat
around
the 90s. Like, yeah, but just imagine if they did like a Godfather movie like now and they was just able to like de-age Al Pacino and Robert Duvall, and it's like they just showing up as like, oh, this is Michael Corleone, like this is like an interquel between Godfather 2 and Godfather 3, and you show up and it's like Al Pacino, how he would look in like 1983, and you'd be like, what type of sorcery is this?
Yeah. That was one thing that really stood out to me in this is the technology of it. And but that's also part of the problem too. The I don't know if they rushed this out or if they just wanted to get it out, whatever. I wasn't impressed at all with her. I don't know what she was doing at the end, like glowing and stuff. That didn't, to me, it just didn't look good. Now, wait, I got to back this up. I got to back this up real quick. I've only watched it on my Kindle and on my phone. I have, you know what? The hell, I got my Xbox on. Let me get the YouTube right now. Let me look it on a big screen.
Yeah, like that's, you know, that is a thing that people kind of like take for granted.
I'm
like,
to watch it on YouTube first.
No, even I would just say, I think the first time I really noticed it is when I saw Aquaman on my phone, and it looked nice. And then I saw Aquaman in the movie theater, and I'm like, it looks like, yeah, screen size matters. Like, we're used to like looking stuff on our little phone. Even if our phone is bigger, still with a 5-inch screen, 6-inch maybe. If you got a tablet, it's 9 or 10 inches. It looks a lot different. You look on something that's like 50-inch, not even look at a movie screen. Stuff that's on a 55 to 75-inch TV looks a lot better than something on a 6-inch phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's why I see people watching like these movies on their phones at work. One, yeah, they're watching movies at work. Two, I'm like, this isn't one you want to watch on a small screen. Like, you want to see this on the big one. And I totally forgot until just now. So, I'm listening to you, but I do have it on the background. I'm
and it's like kind of like, you know, I don't know necessarily rush. I think people just gotten, I don't want to say jaded. It's hard to wow us. Because we've seen so many wow things and we've seen so much great thing. It's kind of like, you know, you get used to it. And it's just weird. Like, oh, it's a Captain Marvel movie. It's a Captain Marvel movie. And they pushing her like she's going to be the flagship for like the next generation of Marvel movies. When Iron Man came out, I don't think people would have thought it was going to get to this point. And it says a lot that even them, they were like, you know, we weren't sure if we could do this until Wonder Woman made money. And that's Marvel that's thinking that. Like, that says a lot, kind of like, we didn't, like, we felt more confident doing Ant-Man than a movie starring a woman.
Yes. Well, yeah. Okay, one thing. Captain Marvel can't fly? I'm asking, can she not fly?
Yeah. Yes, she can fly.
All right, because she's not doing it in this trailer, so I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Like, it's funny, like, she fell through space, like, when she fell through the Blockbuster, that was her, and it's just kind of showing, like, okay, this is a quote-unquote person that's flying through space, landed out of space, and didn't, like, die or fall into a million pieces, so it's like, okay, how powerful is she? like it's funny with the characters we haven't had a whole lot of powerful ones. I guess, like, quote-unquote, like, Thor is probably the strongest one now. Mm-hmm. And the way, like, Captain Marvel, like, power-wise is... Because Vision, they kind of, like... They don't know what to do with... Vision's always been a weird one. Like, Martian Manhunter, like...
Yeah.
He's got all these powers. They don't really make any sense. We don't know how strong he is. And I always... Like, Sidon always laugh when people say, who would win in a fight between the Avengers and X-Men? I'm like, the X-Men will mop the floor with them. Like what? Like, unless you're writing some script because they have to be on even tones. I'm like, Storm controls the damn weather.
Yeah.
Like... So she could just show up by herself and handle that. So, but it's...
I gotta be honest, I watched it, I just got done. It still didn't, I already knew it was coming, so I'm not getting about the excitement, but that last scene of, like, her powering up just looked, I don't know. You know what I think it is? I was expecting something crisper, and this just hit me. The space scenes, and you know what? Kudos to Marvel for this. All the space scenes are reminiscent of Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor Ragnarok, and the Infinity War. Space looks a certain way in Marvel movies. That's what it was. All right, all right. Well, I mean, I'm not down on it by any stretch.
It's just kind of like, it seems like it's just like, it's a trailer with just a different character. It's nothing that really stands out beside the fact that it's a woman doing it and it's in the 90s.
Yeah, and I'm also not a sexist. I don't know what word I'm looking for. So, like, seeing a woman do something, I'm not like, oh, like some people.
But, I mean, think about the fact that before that, when did we see, Black Widow do Hurricane Karanas and shoot people with guns?
No. I'm not one of the guys sitting there going, oh, God, another woman movie. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, let's get going.
So,
as long as it's good. I
think it's just something to be said that you got this superpower woman just running around punching people in the face.
Yeah, the grandma thing's still pretty cool. And I figure that's going to be a Skrull. Well, God, let's hope so.
Yeah, I certainly hope so, because that's the other thing. If you knew, because even if you knew Marvel stuff, this is the first time that they mentioned the Skrulls. So if you don't read the comics, you have no idea why she's doing that. Like, they don't give you context, like enough context to know that. Like, we know because we read this stuff. But, you know, like, it's a woman punching an old lady on the train. When have you seen, and it's not played for like laughs, like a comedy. It's not like some slapstick comedy. When have you seen a comic movie where a woman's punching an old lady in the face?
Well, or how about this, better yet, why haven't we seen more of that?
Because you probably wondering, like, why? People be having certain questions. Like, I laughed. I remember watching Batman Return. Batman Returns. He's fighting Catwoman. And they're fighting. She's kicking the crap out. He punched her one time. And she's like, how could you? I'm a woman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just laughing. I'm like, you know what? I never saw Batman hit a girl before. And he's like, oh, you know, I didn't mean it. Like, that was like, and then, of course, she beats him up some more. I'm a woman. Can't be trusted. Yeah, I'm a woman and can't be trusted. Yeah, and it's kind of like you don't see the good guys hitting girls. Even though it's like Batman's in the comic one, it was a show on the cartoon one time. He's fighting like cheetahs, something like that. Talking about you don't hit girls. Like, I'm an equal opportunity crime fighter. Like, Batman hands is unisex in most things. So we should see that more. Like, if women have empowerment and the villains have no problem, Winter Soldier had no problem putting the boots to Black Widow in those movies, so why can't it go both ways?
Yeah, well, especially I think it changes, and obviously this is in a sci-fi supernatural fantasy realm that, you know, someone hits her, well, you better be stronger, because and I know this is probably will sound wrong, but in most cases the guy's a lot stronger than the woman when it comes to fisticuffs. And I mean, and I'm talking in a domestic abuse sort of way, and in this aspect, you got a woman that's, you know, you hit her, and you better hope it's Thor hitting her on the other end, or this is not going to be a fair fight. So I don't know, it makes it easier. And even like Batman Returns, I remember exactly what you were getting to. She says that, and I'm like, this dummy's not going to actually believe her, is he? Sure enough, just slashes him.
I mean, yeah,
it's great.
He used to fight in men, so it's like, even though she's out to do something, it's like, you know, men still had that gentleman gene, and this ain't Game of Thrones, so... Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, it's a reason why you don't see a lot of women villains, and then when you do, they aren't getting in, like, fist fights with men, they got guns and stuff, or they're getting in fights with other women, because it's still kind of like, you know... Like Schwarzenegger, it's funny, they used to do in the 80s. Schwarzenegger did in Total Recall, so...
Yes, that's right. He beat the hell out of Sharon Stone.
He had no issues with that, because she could fight too, and it's like... And that's just hilarious, just thinking that. Like, Sharon Stone was definitely Affleck in that movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger is still Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep. Like, it wasn't like he shrunk for that role. Like, he was smaller. He's still Arnold goddamn Schwarzenegger, and he getting in a fist fight with Sharon Stone, which is just hilarious in hindsight. Like, imagine telling somebody that. Yeah, it was this great sci-fi movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger beating up Sharon Stone. You mean the girl from Basic Instinct? Yeah. You mean the Terminator? Yeah. They were fighting? Yeah. And he was hitting her, choking her, like,
did he fight. Throw her through the... He threw her into the TV wall, too, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I mean, she was bloodied. And then, how did she die?
Oh,
I can't remember.
When they got to Mars, she was fighting Rachel Tickerton. And then she's about to stab her. And then Arnold came in with the gun, shot the knife out of her hand. Talking about, oh, you know, you can't shoot me because we're married. And tried to pull a gun out, and he shot her. Talking about, consider this a divorce.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, yes. I mean, thinking about that, too. I mean, I know she was going to kill him, but he's still in a murderer.
Shot her square in the dome. Like,
that's why 80s movies are the best. I think that was 80s, or was that 90s?
It was like 90, so it's right at the board. Like, so, yeah, and that goes into the movie I'll talk about later. And I'm glad you brought that up. But no, it's just kind of like the Captain Marvel thing. It's early, because the movie doesn't come out till what, March?
Right.
So it's got plenty of time. I think they just want to do that because of the date, and just to get people like, you know, this is what we're working on. And it's like, you know, people overanalyze, I guess it's like that. I'm assuming probably they'll have something around Christmas time, and then they'll drop the last one, like, you know, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. I guess it would have to be. Well, you know what? Well, I guess Super Bowl Sunday they could also do Avengers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that to look forward to as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think another problem. Did they even tease this was coming out? Because I really don't get on Twitter much.
The day before, she said, the day before, Good Morning America, we're going to drop this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, see, I didn't see any of that. It was just there. I was like, huh?
And then Brie Larson is like, hey, mom, I'm a superhero. It's funny. That's the one thing we kind of, take for granted is, people get real excited about doing these movies. Because imagine you a little kid or you a little, especially if you're a girl, and it's like, one day I'm going to grow up. And I'm gonna win an Oscar, and then I'm gonna become a superhero, and not a crappy one either. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, because these people getting hyped. It's funny how other people were so excited for what she was doing, because the fact is, being a superhero is fun. When you look, because truth be told, I'm a grown man, and I got a career and a wife and yada yada yada. I will not lie, being Wolverine seemed like it's probably the coolest thing, even for a week. Just being I don't even need to be Superman flying around. Let me be Wolverine. Just walk around knowing whatever happened to me, I'll heal in 5 seconds. And I got foot long claws. So I wish I would be getting so many fights. Cause I would just be see, maybe I should be one. Cause I'd be thinking a super villain, walking around with an adamantium skeleton, super strength, and just Genzu knives come out my hands. Yeah. I'll be going to Walmart I'm cutting in line, bud. What you gonna do about it?
Never mind. No, it's in my old neighborhood we actually had, and it turned out it was kind of sad actually. But I told you about the Walmart ninja, right? The guy lived a couple houses down from me.
No, I don't think you told me this.
Okay, so I'm gonna save the real reason for the end. But yeah, I'm reading the news, and there was a standoff at Walmart because this guy he went to the homeware section, took a bunch of whatever steak knives in that, and was walking around like fucking Wolverine trying to stab people at Walmart. And I'm like, this is hilarious. Are you kidding? And then he actually, until you find out he actually did get some people, oh, that sucks. Well, turns out it was a guy that lived 3 houses down from me. Yeah. So when I got home and Fox had one of their vans is down the road. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So then I found out about it. I'm like, oh boy, this isn't good. So the killer part of this, which is the sad part, was it was a former vet with PTSD that didn't have his meds. He couldn't afford his meds anymore, so he was off of them. And that kind of sucks. So
yeah. Maybe that explains Batman.
Yeah. Yes. He could afford his meds. I don't know what his goddamn problem is, and he's rich. I mean, anyways. But you and saw Predators, the Predator, this weekend.
Yes.
We'll wrap the show up with this.
Uh-huh.
I did not, because we were fighting a tropical storm, which it's funny. It was just rain, really. A lot of it and a lot of wind. I don't want anyone to go through it, but it was just I don't want to do anything. And that's all that we, very fortunate, did not get affected by it at all. We just had a shit ton of sticks and that to pick up, which they're still sitting there, and limbs. Other people really got beat up, and I think that, it sucks, but we did not have that. We just didn't feel like going anywhere. So
that's smart, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't even think we got rain that weekend. We got rain during the week. So yes, I went to see The Predator. And I was watching it, my wife was watching it after movies. I'm like, you know what? This is a 90s movie, and they don't make these movies anymore, and it's a reason that they don't, for both positive and negative. Because that movie, it was an entertaining movie, but if you put any thought about the plot whatsoever, that shit falls apart. The plot makes the plot makes no sense. And it was two things I thought. It's one, it just made me respect Marvel so much, because I'm like, this same guy did Iron Man 3, and that movie made over $1 billion. The editor on that movie must have been awesome, because you would have never guessed that the person that did Iron Man 3 did this same movie besides the jokes. And you like mean people. You like assholes.
Mm-hmm. More this, interesting.
Yeah, this in a good way. This is a mean-spirited ass movie. Like, this movie is, like, mean. And it is definitely not, like, PC or anything like that. Like, this is a movie that they don't... They stopped making, like, the early 90s because it's, like, we're more tame. I just use an example. You ever imagine a kid on the spectrum getting bullied by some other kids and his response is to murder one of them with a rocket launcher?
This is in the movie?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. To be fair, he didn't do it on purpose. It was like an automated defense system because they were throwing rocks at him. He had on a Predator helmet, and whatever happened, you know, the helmet activated. And you know that rocket that the Predator shoots? He shot one of those and murdered a teenager. Awesome. I'm watching this, and people are just like, they like, what the hell? And they started laughing because it's like, you don't see teenagers get, like, this kid was like 24, 25. This kid is like 16. When have you seen teenagers getting murdered for a joke by, like, the quote-unquote the hero?
I'd say the 80s, because that sounds like standard fare for an 80s movie. So.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm trying to remember if that happened in the Goonies or something, but I'm like, it was just... When they had a rock fight in it, they were just throwing rocks. It didn't end up with, like, one of those kids strangling the other kids. But, no. It's just one of these movies where, okay, here's the plot of the movie. And don't laugh when I say the plot. So, apparently, the reason why the Predators keep coming to this planet is they've been harvesting human DNA to upgrade themselves. And they've been doing it in a rush because they know that global warming is going to take care of the human race, and when it's done, they're just gonna move in and take in the planet because they like hot planets. So one Predator apparently was like a Greenpeace or was like, I'm pro-human, decides that he's gonna fly to Earth and give the humans a weapon to stop the other Predators. Why? Okay. I have no idea why. They don't say why he did it. Like, I don't know his thought process. Like, maybe he went to hunt one day and was like, these humans ain't that bad. Maybe he thinks it's kind of like, this is unseemly. And he doesn't really do a good job doing it, because as soon as he gets there, he starts murdering people.
Wait, the one that's here to save us starts killing people?
Yes. A Predator's still going to be a Predator, I guess. It's like, you know, even when you're on vacation, you still people do certain stuff, I guess. So anyway, that happens, and Boyd Holbrook's the main character. He's there like a drug raid, and a Predator shows up, kills his team. He runs, gets arrested, you know, gets thrown on the bus with all these other weirdo guys, and that's like the guy from Game of Thrones, Keegan-Michael Key, Thomas Jane, a few other people. And then, meanwhile, Sterling Brown's actually playing. Okay, you know Sterling Brown from This Is Us, and like, yes, he was in Black Panther. Okay, he had a great time playing a villain. Like, he was a straight up prick, like Paul Reiser Aliens level prick. Like, I'm an asshole, but I'm having fun being an asshole. Like, I had seen him play a bad guy before. And I haven't seen someone play like a bad guy so over the top. Like, he's making fun of this kid, talking about, oh, you think your daddy's going to come and rescue you? Guess what happened? Your dad's going to get here, and I'm going to fuck him up. Talking to this little 9-year-old kid, and like, he's just ruthless. Talking about, you know, these Predators, they come here, they can foul, they can smell your flesh, they can foul your heat, and fucking you up is their idea of a good time. It's basically his pep talk to people. Like, he's just there. We just there for the technology and yada, yada, yada stuff. So, and then you got Olivia Munn.
I was going to say, where does she fit in?
Oh, I was saving her for the best for last. And it's funny, like, you can tell Shane Black has a thing for, like, women characters that's empowered, because she's like this evolutionary biologist that they call in to, like, study, like, alien stuff. But apparently that's not all she do, because she, in her spare time, she's Black Widow. Because she's running on buses with machine guns. She's jumping on motorcycles. She's like, I'm like, what military school did she get to? Like, she's doing all this, like, Indiana Jones shit. I mean, I guess, like, Indiana, but the whole thing is like, well, you didn't know what Indiana Jones, like, he was a professor that happened to do, like, archaeological stuff. But they never explain like her background stuff, because she's in there and she's almost kind of like, you know how every, you know how movies have like, you know, the character that the audience looks through to kind of see like sense of stuff. That's basically her, because she's there and she's like, with all you weirdos, like, what's wrong with all you weirdos, what's going on? Like, she's like, she's straightforward, she cusses as much as they do. Like, they a funny scene comes when they're chasing one of the aliens and she escapes and she's running down, she jumps on a bus with a tranquilizer gun and she slips and shoots herself in the foot with the tranquilizer. So Boy Holbrook's character is like, come on, jump, I'm gonna catch you, come on, jump, I'm gonna catch you. He gets distracted about something, she jumps, falls flat on her damn face. He's like, oh shit, I meant to get you. Goes in and grab him, you know, and then they take to a Motel 6. They put her in bed and it's like the five, these five crazy ass dudes in there, and they like, we don't know what we're gonna do. So they put like a annihilator there, some perfume, a gun, like, what's all the stuff women were like almost like it's like Goldilocks or like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So she wakes up, she's like, where am I, why am I looking at all these five weird ass dudes? And soon she gets her bearing, she grabs a shotgun because she's, you know, she's like, I need some goddamn answers. And they all laughing it off, like, oh, you got a gun. And she actually pulls the trigger, but it's unloaded. It's like, they made a bet that she would take the gun, and somebody won $20. And then they made another bet that she would actually pull the trigger. And somebody else made money. So it's that type of movie where it's just, a lot of stuff happens. Stuff doesn't make any sense. Like, it just jumps from, they're working together, they're trying to, you know, save the son. This other predator comes because it's kind of like this dude that left with the technology was a traitor. So they go there to hunt him down with his dogs and to make sure he doesn't, you know, get the stuff to the humans. He kills the other predator, of course. And then they all get together and it's like he's there to get one of them. He gives him a 7-minute head start. And I forgot to say the most important thing. This is the first Predator movie where they're talking.
The Predators, like, talk?
They talk in the alien language and they use translator talk. No, it's funny. I don't know how I'd even mention this. So one of the Predators, actually a good one, is trying to get his weapons back. He grabs the boy and they all got the guns on him. And no matter of fact, he grabs one of them. He points the gun at the little boy and he basically puts the finger like, you know how you put the finger like, drop your weapons?
Yeah.
He actually does that. And I'm like, I've never seen a predator like interact with humans before like that. And I'm like, it just seems so weird. But I guess if they've been doing this long enough, they've been doing it. It's just like little stuff like that where it's like, oh, it's not just growling or anything like that. It's like interacting. He kills some of the soldiers. The guy driving the truck is like, are you okay? He pulls the arm on the soldier, sticks it through the window with the thumbs up. Like it's the soldier saying it's the thumbs up. And I'm like, what kind of goofy, funny shit is, like, the movie is filled with stuff like that.
All right. Well, we got nothing going on tomorrow, so that might be what we do tomorrow night then. Because I wanted to see it, but, like, man, like I said, it was just so damn dreary out.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't get a chance to do this on the stunt writing last night. Local news, honestly, I don't know who it's for anymore. I don't think people are that retarded, but all it is scare tactics. Like, did you... Oh, this wasn't local, but did you see that Weather Channel thing?
I laughed about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, the problem is, they're doing this. Those guys walk in the background, and it's like, yeah, okay, he got busted. Now, what makes that worse, though, is that the Weather Channel came out and said, well, he was on wet grass. You ever walked on wet grass? Your feet sink into it. So if it's that waterlogged, you ain't blowing anywhere. It's just, it's ridiculous. And then the big problem I have with this sort of stuff, especially the local news, well, one, you know, we were inside all day Saturday because Saturday is college football, first off, so that's all I do Saturdays. Well, they preempted, the local ABC affiliate here, preempted everything on ABC so they could have nonstop coverage of the hurricane that never got to Charlotte. The hurricane here died out in Wilmington and along the coast. So, one, I'm fuming. But luckily, Michigan was on the Big Ten, so I didn't care. Anyways, the problem is, you know, we got a guy in the White House that basically convinced everybody that the media is crooked and calls fake news. And these dumb motherfuckers can't help themselves by doing this stuff. And it's like, whether or not he is, whether or not he's correct, all right, whether or not you believe him or not, these examples only give fuel to this fire. So you know what? Yeah, it sucks outside. Yeah, it's windy. It's not that windy. So just go, hey.
Look, if you, no, you got to understand, it's to convince dummies. And to convince people that the rain is real bad, you got to pretend as like a level Super Mario Brothers. Like, oh, I'm sliding on this grass because you better stay in the house because they don't want you dummies driving in your, you know, in your Ford Focus through 2 feet of water because you need a bread and grilled cheese sandwich that bad.
God, it's not people for, did it anyways, too.
Uh-huh. So it's not for the people that know better, because people that know better don't really watch local news anyway. It's for the regular people who watch the news and think, like, MS-13 is coming to get them. Like, the news isn't for, like, local news isn't for us. Local news is, you know what local news is for? The same people that watch CBS. That watch CBS shows. That's, and it, and I'm not a snob like that, but
I am.
No, so. I just, no, I'm a snob in the fact where, like, I don't necessarily watch it, but I'm aware that people watch it. And that's kind of the big problem, like, quote-unquote smart people, that they don't realize that there are other people around that do other stuff, and most of the time it's easier to cater to them because it's easier. They're maybe simple or more gullible, or they just want to chill. They got more money to spend. Oh, you, oh, well, I don't even watch the local news for such and such. Okay, Leroy with your bespoke jeans. Your granddad does. Your granddad doesn't have student loans. He's got money. He's going to spend his money. So they cater to that old man, and they cater to that 45-year-old that's afraid of I'm doing the quotation side, of the blacks. And stuff like that. And it's like, oh, you know, well, I don't know. Is it raining that bad, Susie? Just stick your hand out. Make sure it's raining. It's like, no. They want to see that weatherman hanging on the side of a tree, even though there's no palm trees in North Carolina. They want to see that. It's like, oh, you see that weatherman? He's out there. Oh, we can't go out there. I ain't trying to roll down. It's like Noah's Ark out there. That's what the news is for. It's not for you. And it's not for me. It's for them.
Well, these are also, it's also for the people who will watch the new CBS hit show, God Friended Me. That's a real show.
Yeah, I saw it. Previous.
I saw it during football, and I just went, "What?" And I'm like, "This is like some sort of there's some sort of like sarcastic, satirized show coming on that's part of it." So while we're doing this, I remembered, and it's an uplifting drama. Shouldn't that be a comedy? Anyways, about an outspoken atheist whose life is turned upside down when he receives a friend request on social media from God.
It's like that's like somebody like, how are we going to hit these millennials?
Yeah, have you ever seen the God account on Facebook?
Yes,
pretty funny stuff.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that somebody would go, oh yeah, I'm going to take it up. Hey, those are the people watching the local news. So.
I would just say before we sign off, when people wonder about quality and it's that important money, just keep in mind when people make their arguments, and it's not even immune to common people, that The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises were extremely popular, especially Dark Knight, a popular movie that made a whole bunch of money. Two of the Transformer movies made more money than those movies. Something to think about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third and fourth Transformer movies made more money, both of them did, than The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. And those Batman movies made over $1 billion. So quality doesn't always equal the money, and it's a reason why CBS, right, like, we've been the number one network for a zillion years, because yeah, they put out crap. People like watching, like, lowbrow has been a thing. And okay, I need to rant a little bit.
Ran away, and that'll be the end of the show.
Yeah,
so.
No, because I was thinking about the whole lowbrow thing, because it's like, you remember the actor from the Cosby Show?
Yeah,
the one that's working at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Melvin. So Tyler Perry got him a job. He's like, he saw the things, like, got him a job, because that's what Tyler Perry does. And of course, people come out like, oh, I wish it'd be something more highbrow than Tyler Perry because he put out junk. And I thought about that, and I'm like, people always complain that it's like, it's a shame that somebody don't have their own stuff and we can support each other their own thing. And I'm like, Tyler Perry been doing that for like a decade. And everybody kind of turned their nose because it's like, oh, it's just chicken. It's just lowbrow stuff. Since when did we become too snobbish for lowbrow things? Like, I watched Married with Children for the longest. What was Three's Company? Mm-hmm. What was TGI? Like, we all watch Family Matters. We all watch Fresh Prince. Everybody's acting like, you know, like every show doesn't have to be fences. Like, us as Americans grew up watching that goofy stuff and that Adam Sandler stuff. It's people that still like that. You can say you yada yada outgrown everything like that. That's fine. But don't act like you were too good. Like, some people was watching Hanging with Mr. Cooper. All them other corny ass shows. Like, Home Improvement was on for a long ass time. And it was and somebody must have liked it enough to watch it. Everything wasn't Roseanne where it was like, oh, it's a special show when such and such got AIDS. Like, no, like, lowbrow comedy has been a thing as long as comedy being a thing. And Tyler Perry, for the long, like, Idris Elba got his big American break because of Tyler Perry. Almost every black actor that's not a big name has been getting checks solely because of Tyler Perry between TV and movies. It's like, he's been keeping people working, getting them in chops, and it's like, it's a reason for that because people don't seem to realize, like, you grew up in the 80s and 90s, black TV shows wasn't, that wasn't nothing special. You see all the time, even The Cosby Show, A Different World, you see Family Matters, you see Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like, every single comedian, Mark Curry, Cedric, like, everybody had a show. Eve had a show, the rapper Eve, for like 3-4 damn years. I don't know how she had one. And then something happened, like, the mid-2000s, where they all vanished. Like, when UPN joined WB and ABC's like, we just moving on, it's like it went from every show having them to nobody having them. And between then and now, with like Atlanta and Blackish and stuff like that, you basically had Tyler Perry keeping all these people working. And yet, it's like, oh, he dressed up like a woman and they don't mean man. Well, I'm guess, you know who else dressed up like a woman? Like a woman? Tom Hanks. And nobody ever said he was a punk. You want to know who else? Like, Wong Fu had a movie with Patrick Swayze, who was in Roll House before that, and Wesley Snipes, who was Blade after that. And I know it's the stigma, like, people don't want to see black men in dresses because, like, you know, it feminizes black men. And I know all the stigma about that, yada, yada, yada. But sometimes it's like, let them laugh. Like, let some, you know, if it ain't for you, you ain't got to see it. But don't be the whole thing, like, because what are you doing? Like, people saying, you know, I need a job, hook him up. He gave him a job. Mm-hmm. He came out with, like, Black Panther. Who, you know, we did a new studio. And guess who filmed here? Marvel did with Black Panther. They need a studio space. Here you go. Just imagine that. This man started out was homeless. Built himself up to the point that Marvel is using his stuff.
Here's my thing with Tyler Perry. Like, look, it's not my bag. It's just not. Mm-hmm. And I've been told Madea would be, like, up my alley, and I'm like, whatever. I don't know. I'm not opposed to watching it. I just haven't. But my thing is, I think he's done so much else than a Madea movie. And, I mean, I know, like, him personally, what was he in, he took over for Samuel Jackson.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, and he was in Gone.
Yeah,
he was in Gone, like, Girl. He was in Star Trek, for God's sake. Yeah. He was in Ninja Turtles.
So, but it's like, everyone just goes, oh, the guy that made Madea. It's like, he's got a lot more than that. That was just one facet of it. But it goes back to, well, you can only be one thing. And that always drives me crazy now. Like, remember whenever somebody, like Keanu Reeves, remember he was in a band for a while, Dogstar, I think it was called?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone made fun of him. It was like, oh, he's trying to be in a band? Yeah. Why not? I mean, what's the problem? So, like, with Tyler Perry, all right, so he makes his goofy-ass movies as Madea. All right, cool. Then he branches off and does something else. And then he also is a director now, producer. He was always a director, I guess. But a producer. Now he owns his own studio. As you correctly pointed out, Disney is coming to him and asking to use it. So it's like everyone just wants to pigeonhole somebody as one thing. And when they go outside that box, I think it utterly confuses people. So yeah, they just get like, no, you're only supposed to be this. Well,
yeah. No. And it's not only that, it's loaded for him because a lot of black people had this whole, we should be above that, that's too lowbrow. It's like everything don't need to be Atlanta. Yeah. Like it's like somebody like, and who are you trying to show off to? I tell people all the time because they come out like, you know, it's still this whole, like, that's the one thing I like about doing the show is like certain black stuff you may not know about, I get to tell you. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is kind of like, you know, it's this fear among certain black people's like, we can't act out when white people watching. And I always say, look who the president is. Like that ship, like, I'm sorry, that ship has sailed. Like, I know that used to be a thing. You don't want them people to think a certain way about you, but I'm like, when you see how those people act, like all the stuff that's going in Hollywood now with these sexual molesters and mm-hmm. rapists and all that stuff, like, worry about showing off for them? Like, go ahead and do your thing. Like, you know, it's this whole, they're embarrassed by it. But I'm like, just say you don't, it's plenty of people who watch it. It's the reason why he's got that big-ass house. Same reason why Adam Sandler is making all that Netflix money, because it's still a generation of people who still like that stuff. Larry the Cable Guy running around, I think it's goofy and silly. Mm-hmm. It's obvious, like, some people like it. Good for the, like, let people, it's the whole thing. I'm at the point where it's the difference between stuff that's bad and stuff that's not for me. If it's not for you, just don't let it, it don't gotta be for you. Like, leave it alone, enjoy your stuff. But stop getting mad at other people for liking stuff, talking about it's ruining the human, right? Tyler Perry running around in a dress is not ruining the black race. Racism is. like, come on now. Like, yeah, like, let it just go to all the stuff we talk about with comics and shows and wrestling. Like, if you don't like it, that's fine. You don't have to like it. Let people enjoy what they like if it's not affecting you and bothering you. Like, mm-hmm. Trust me, it works. Let people like their things.
On that note, gang, we are out of here. And if you don't listen to anything else on that show, listen to the end of that, because that's exactly right. Yeah, we'll be back next week. What comes out this week at the movies? Anything worth a shit?
I was wondering, because it hadn't updated.
Kind of quiet. Yet.
Yeah, because it's like, I think the next big thing coming out is Venom.
I already have my ticket for that, by the way.
Yeah, and that supposedly is actually scheduled to kind of do well. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised, because really nothing, people, like the whole thing, people see comic movies.
Yeah.
And it's nothing really out right now.
I know I said we're ending the show, but on the Venom tip, one of the funniest things that happened was yesterday we were watching Raw, we were watching Raw, and it said Venom rated PG-13, and Elise, I didn't hear it, Elise goes, oh, that's rated PG-13? I was like, what? I was like, it is? So, it wasn't a movie she exactly wanted to see anyways, and mm-hmm. now, that's going to be an uphill climb. So
The house with a clock in its walls. Jack Blanchett, yeah. Yes. And Assassination Nation.
Which I have no idea what that is.
I saw a few, like, I guess little girls, teenage girls get revenge on somebody bullying them on the internet or something like that. Like The Purge, Meet Heathers or something. I saw the previews once or twice. It's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be going to movies this week. So.
Yeah, well, maybe it should be a good week for Predators then. So.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out of here, gang. We watched Stunk Granny on all of your podcast platforms. And, we'll get you next week.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahida Dohadi. And let people like things, you goddamn nerds. We are out.